Here's the Marketplace Index for Friday the 20th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Today, the Dow went up 96 points, 0.75%. Strong profits for Microsoft and IBM helping there. The S&P 500 was pretty much flat, up not even a point today. But for the week, the S&P was up 1.9%. NASDAQ Composite Index down by just a point. Google profits disappointed. Its shares dropped 8.4%. The 10-year Treasury yield went up to 2.03% today. It would be delicious to call up everyone you owe and say, cut me a deal. Greece has been furiously working on this, an effort to save maybe $126 billion on what it owes investors and its government bonds. Throughout the day, there were reports that investors would only get 50 cents on the dollar, a haircut not of hair but of wallets. Ben May, European economist at Capital Economics in London, says he's still expecting Greece to fall out of the eurozone this year, but for now, it's all about high-stakes bargaining.
Well, essentially, the Greek government are trying to negotiate with their creditors to gain a better deal in order to ensure that their debts are lower and that they can, in the end, repay their debts more easily in the future.
Now, if you are an investor in Greece, you want to negotiate a deal where you get more of your money back. I mean, that much is clear. On the Greek side, they don't want to pay that much because it causes a strain on their population, on their budget.
Exactly. But the real issue will be, once that deal is agreed, how many of Greece's creditors will participate in that deal? If that participation rate is low, then there's a risk that the government won't be able to get its second bailout package from the eurozone governments. And if that's the case, then it may well not be able to pay back its creditors and have a rather more disorderly default at some point in the next few months.
You're telling me something very interesting here, which is it's possible. We're about to see a headline that says they've reached a deal, but there's a second shoe that has to drop, which is that a lot of the creditors, a lot of the people who are owed money, have to say, all right, we'll go along with the deal, because if they don't, it's not much of a deal.
Well, yeah, there will be an incentive for some creditors to hold out and decline a voluntary offer. For instance, some creditors who have got credit default swap contracts effectively will get a higher return if they say no to the deal, because these insurance payments will only pay out if there's an involuntary default. So you've got a funny situation where some Greek creditors will want the deal to fail.
Ben May at Capital Economics in London. If Greece simply quits negotiations and defaults, the rest of Europe wouldn't be in the mood to approve any more bailout money for the country, cash the troubled country sorely needs. And move over Esperanto. There's already a universal language. It's those wordless instructions that come packed in IKEA furniture kits. Now many more citizens of the world will get a chance to see if they have those decoding abilities. The Swedish meatball and furniture company said today it's going to spend nearly $4 billion to expand, especially outside Europe, where the eurozone crisis could hold down business for a while. Time now for the Daily Pulse. Our take on the health of the U.S. economy. Pulse up a beat today on news that more home buyers are going for it. The National Association of Realtors reports that existing home sales in December were up 5% over November. 2011 was a better year than the previous for these sales, although just barely, 1.7% rise there. For more on that and how to see the way that we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, go to the website marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index. On APM, American Public Media.